of love and intentionally is what I'm feeling leading me toward truth, beauty, and goodness? Or away from it? 1,523 words, 8 minutes read time. Need to know. It begins with a glance. A casual conversation. A burst of laughter shared over a private joke. Suddenly, what once was ordinary seems transformed. A girl notices the way a boy's eyes light up when he talks about music. A boy finds himself daydreaming about someone he's only known for 2 weeks. For adolescents, really, for anyone, the first experiences of affection can feel like something between magic and madness. But what is this thing we call love? And how can we tell whether it is true? Our culture offers plenty of answers, most of them driven by emotion and desire. Love is a spark. Love is chemistry. Love is passion. In films, songs, and social media, love is often portrayed as something that sweeps us off our feet, a mysterious force we can't control. While these feelings are real and often beautiful, they do not, by themselves, tell us whether our love is genuine or good. That question, what makes love true, demands deeper reflection. And it leads us to consider something that modern culture often overlooks, intention. What do I mean when I say I love someone? What am I hoping for? What am I giving, or expecting to receive? The philosopher Elizabeth Enscombe once wrote that intention is not just a psychological state but a window into the moral meaning of our actions. To love well, we must mean well, not in the sense of vague goodwill, but through deliberate choices aimed at another person's good. Franz Brentano, another philosopher, described love not simply as emotion but as a kind of value recognition, a way of acknowledging the real worth of another person. And Marie-Henri Bell, better known by his pen name Stendhal, described the wild intensity of love through a process he called crystallization, the idealizing transformation of someone ordinary into someone magnificent in the lover's eyes. These thinkers challenge us to look beneath the thrill of affection and ask, is what I'm feeling leading me toward truth, beauty, and goodness, or away from it? Is my love helping me become more of who I'm meant to be, or is it clouding my judgment, even my conscience? This essay is an invitation to take love seriously, not in a heavy or fearful way, but as something worthy of our full attention. It's about learning to love not only deeply, but truly.